Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Jim Toronto with you here at WGN, 720 AM. Filling in for Pete McMurray this afternoon. Be here till 5. Setting the table for Karen Conti. I guess I'm her bailiff. Like on People's Court. I'm her Rusty. I'm setting the table for Karen Conti's legal show. So I'll take all questions, and then I will pass them on to Karen. And she can give her legal advice. So just call me Rusty from, well, that's a reference. Curtis is a young guy. Do you even know who I'm talking about on People's Court?
No clue.
No clue at all. Well, you know People's Court, right?
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, the original People's Court had a guy named Judge Wapner, this old crusty guy who became a huge hit, just like Judge Judy did. He became a huge celebrity. He was the first guy. And Rusty was this old gray-haired guy that would, he was in his outfit, and he would introduce the next people, and he would stand next to Judge Wapner's bench.
All right,
and he became like this kind of, you know, because, you know, like they tried to make it look like it was a courtroom, so they had a bailiff there.
Yeah.
But Rusty basically just sat there and laughed. But he became kind of a, you know, like a little cult figure because he was Rusty, and he really didn't do anything. But he looked official, which is basically what I've been accused of doing. Not really doing anything, but looking official. Before we get to Joe Brand, sports guy here at WGN, because I want to talk a little bit about not only the reopening of sports, which is supposedly happening, but what I really want to talk about is I don't believe that a pitch will be thrown. I don't believe a puck will be dropped. I don't think a ball will be dribbled. And I do not think the football will be snapped. So how you like that? But first, I almost forgot to do this. If it's a Jim Toronto show, it has to have a little spritz of Cashmere Woods. Ah, my favorite scent, especially in these muggy days. You know, they do a nice job here of cleaning the facilities and cleaning the studios, but, you know, even if you're outside for 5 minutes, you're going to start sweating. So it does get a little gamey in here, so I always try to give a little spritz. For those of you who wonder what Cashmere Woods smells like, it is my official scent. Has been now for about 4 or 5 years. It's got a little hint of lily of the valley, some jasmine, some sandalwood, amber, musk, and just a touch of vanilla bean to really kick it over the top. You got to love that vanilla bean. So if you're in the market for a new scent around your home, Glades Cashmere Woods. I get no plugs or anything from that. It's just I want to pass this on to you. I love this smell. I love that scent, and I hope you will too. Cashmere Woods by Glade. And now we go to Joe Brand, WGN Radio sports guy. Hello, Joe. How you doing, man?
Elton, Jim, it's ironic because the last time we were on the air together, we were with Dean talking about the beginning of this whole quarantine.
That's exactly correct. And, you know, I've worked a few times with you on and off, but even in that small segment that we were on, I enjoyed our time together. And so when I was looking for a sports guy to talk about this, I said, geez, you know, Joe and I had a pretty nice chemistry, so let's explore that a little more. So I'm glad that you remember that. But, yeah, we were going to be doing the stair climb show.
Right.
From the presidential towers on March 8th, and that was, you know, even before the lockdown started, but they had decided to cancel that event, and so we did the show from the studio. But yeah, we at that point, we had no clue that we'd be still talking about this in July.
And we were just talking at that time how terrible it was for the people bowling because we talked about how filthy inside the bowling
holes were. Exactly. That was the worst of our, that was like the worst thing that could happen was the bowling ball.
How could people bowl at a time like this?
And now, well, here's now what I wanted to do here. I wanted to talk to a real sports guy, a passionate sports guy, because I love sports and, I'm not trying to be a killjoy here, but I am baffled at how we are reopening. Every major sport now has a reopening plan in place that they are beginning to execute, and yet I see these numbers in hot spots, especially baseball, where there are major teams in Florida and in Texas and in California and in Arizona, and I don't understand how you shut down your season on March 12th because one player in the NBA tested positive, and now you've got almost 40 players and staff testing positive, and you're going to have a season. I don't understand that.
I think you're totally fair from where you're coming at, and I don't think you're being a killjoy. I think you're being a realist. The difference is, though, when Rudy Gobert tested positive, one, we hardly knew about this disease and what to do about the precautions and all that kind of stuff. But the other thing was he did the sarcastic, oh, let me touch every recorder right before I leave the press conference room, which totally made him look terrible. He totally took over and took blame for that and tail between his legs and walked back and did the proper response. The difference I think we have here is the plans basically for all sports. I know the NFL hasn't gotten into it too much, but the plan for the MLB, the NHL, and the NBA is we will not have fans. And that's where a lot of the, constant gathering is. That's where a lot of people get close to each other. I get it. We have contact sports. But the goal of this with every sport is to constantly test these players to make sure that they don't even have a fever, let alone the virus. And I know how you were saying in the intro, some of these players already do have the virus. But the whole plan is to keep these teams quarantined enough and separated enough while training so that this thing doesn't spread like wildfire again. And at least now we have a little bit more answers on how to prevent it all.
Right. But you know athletes, right? You hang out with athletes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you honestly believe, first of all, like I said, most of these guys, they were testing positive, and they weren't even congregating yet with the rest of the team. Now, for the next week and a half to 2 weeks, they're going to be together, and they're going to be on a playing field. They're going to be in a locker room. I know about social distancing. I know about masks. I know about protocols. But I've also seen what's going on in Texas and all these places that said, oh, we're going to open up, and we're going to have social distancing. You know that sports guys love camaraderie. Do you honestly think that during the season, let's pretend the season starts. Do you honestly believe for the next 2.5 to 3 months that these guys are going to stay in their hotel rooms and not go out?
I kind of do. I mean, granted, of course, there's always somebody that might just not follow along with the rules, but I think that other players will try to hold their teammates accountable because of how serious of an issue this is. And the other thing is, at least with baseball, if they don't play, they don't get paid. So I think everyone is along the guidelines of that, saying, all right, well, we're not going to risk it to this point to where if we don't play at all, we're not going to get paid anything. And, I mean, you're seeing Major League Baseball players, David Price, the Los Angeles Dodgers, granted he's not as strong as he used to be,
right,
but that's a team that could win the World Series, and he is opting out just because he doesn't know the full-on risk. Mike Trout is the best player in baseball, and he is definitely contemplating the idea of not playing just because he doesn't know of the risk. So I honestly think that players and managers are going to try to keep everybody held accountable to not do this. And I don't see this being like a kangaroo court situation where, oh, you know, they went into town and had a good night. I see this as, hey, Joe Schmo went out and we need to talk about it. And let's get him tested right now because I'm not losing my whole paycheck because of him.
But here's the thing. If they even get, my view is, I can't believe that we're even talking about this when you see these numbers, and it's inevitable that more players are going to continue. I mean, is the winner of the World Series going to be the team who has the most players who can field a team? I mean that's what I'm looking at this and saying, I love baseball. It's my favorite sport, and baseball sells its tradition, right? Of all the sports, baseball sells its tradition. They talk about Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig and Jackie Robinson. I mean, that's a main part of their marketing. That's the main way they attract people. And I see them going to such lengths to have a season that's not even half a season. 60 games is not even half a season. Now we've got Little League rules with men on second base and extra innings. And, you know, and are they going to have a slaughter rule, too? I mean, who brings the snacks? I mean, to me, it seems like they are selling out the tradition for some reason to have this season, which I think is illegitimate. I just don't. And I think the games after the first week. Did you watch the Belmont Stakes by any chance?
Yeah, the horse of course. Race?
I love to watch those races. I thought that race was so boring. I just felt like, why did we do this? Okay, we were all expecting something. And when it happened, it was kind of like, okay, whatever. And I fear that we're putting a lot of these players in dangerous situations. If it wasn't dangerous, why are they giving guys the chance to opt out?
I feel like they give that opportunity to decline if they'd rather not. And okay, but here's the thing. You bring up the Belmont Stakes. Would you rather have not watched a horse race?
Well, here's the thing. My question is, all I hear from everybody when this happens, or as they're happening, is it's better than nothing, right? Which is basically what you're saying.
Basically, yeah.
You know, a half-baked Belmont Stakes is better than nothing, right? Okay. I question that. Is it really? I have, when I look at the Belmont Stakes and I look at now the Kentucky Derby and then the Preakness, there should not be a Triple Crown winner. The Triple Crown was usually the three races within 6 weeks, the Belmont being the longest. This year the Belmont was the first and the shortest. Now there's going to be 11 weeks in between or so. It's not the Triple Crown. Baseball, if you want to have an exhibition, that's fine, but to name somebody World Series champ after 60 games, is that legit?
Well, you're splitting a lot of hairs right now, but, okay, if you're talking just baseball, a 60-game season, I get it. It's, like you said, less than half, but the thing is, the best team is determined in the playoffs, and the best team that performs in the playoffs ends up being the World Series champion. The playoffs are not being altered right now. Only the regular season is. So
aren't they adding, they're adding more teams in the playoffs, aren't they?
No, they're not. Not this year.
Oh, not this year. Okay.
As of right now, that is not the plan to expand the playoffs. Right now, the playoffs are exactly how they were the year before. But yes, I get it. You're talking about different schedules because you're only playing the team in your division or the team in the division in the other league, but everybody is playing the same. And I get it. I get the argument of this is not what we're used to, but aren't we allowed a little bit of alteration with all of this? Aren't we allowed that? You brought up the runner on second base. That's a whole other argument. I experienced that 2 years in the minor leagues, and I'm here to say that will not ruin the sport of baseball. But listen, these are unique, crazy circumstances right now. Why are we not allowed a little bit of alteration just so we can get the sport that we love? But here's the thing. I get your hesitation of any of these things happening because we are still so unknown. I mean, heck, I'm talking with family members, and they're saying, oh, you know, well, at least we're getting sports back. I'm like, guys, no team sports have really come back. The National Soccer Women's League, I'm sorry, the National Women's Soccer League came back. That's been so far it. I mean, we have plans for the NHL. We have plans for the MLB. We have plans for NBA. But as you said earlier, a pitch has not been thrown. A puck has not been dropped. A ball has not been tipped. There is still a lot of things to still discover. So why not get the plan in place so that if we know 3 weeks from now that this can happen, we have it in place. Because otherwise, you're just playing the waiting game, and that's basically what took so long for any of these leagues to resume.
Yeah. Well, I want to continue to talk about this. You make some good points, and I'm gonna fire back at you after this break. How's that?
Sounds good. Fire away.
Jim Toronto filling in for Pete McMurray here at WGN 720 AM. Don't forget to wash your hands, mask up, and don't change that dial. We'll be back after this. No switching. And you got to love Joe Brand here, WGN sports guy here. We're talking about the reopening of sports, and really, my question is, should we? I think in many ways, it's very irresponsible. I don't know why by athletes we're everything else has been closed. Everything else, Broadway has been closed. No Lollapalooza. No concerts. But for some reason, we're putting some of these people that we admire most, these sports legends, in a very dangerous situation when we've got many states that they either live in or play in at spiking at rates that are the highest since the COVID started. To your point about, well, let's put something in place, right? Before the break, you said, well, let's get a plan in place then, right?
Right.
Okay, but now let's go back in the Wayback Machine. Let's pretend like one of the first plans that came up was, because at one time Florida and Arizona didn't have much COVID, the plan was we're going to play the whole season. First, the whole season was going to be in Arizona. Then they said we'll have the whole season in Arizona and Florida. What if they had put that plan into motion and they logistically got the hotel rooms and they got the trucks moving all the equipment and blah, 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 and they were going to start sometime in late June? How could you have done that?
All right. Clearly that didn't happen. And I want to say because they did not know to the extent of how the virus would grow so quickly and so fluidly. Because here's the thing, Jim, is they decided on resumption of practice. And a week later, these players are at the park. So definitely there was just time that needed to be allowed so that we could figure out, okay, how can we get the plan in place? And what we were saying earlier with Broadway plays not happening and things like that and concerts, I mean, those entities don't have TV deals. And it kind of comes down to the monetary value of watching baseball on TV and the fact that fans are just thriving for sports to happen. Now, I get it, your argument, well, does that really diminish the idea of human life and human value and human health? But I think at least to where we are now with how much we've learned of the virus, even though there's still so many questions at hand, we know that if the team is quarantined, at least with their family, in a small enough bubble, and all we're doing is traveling from park to park with no fans, we can have an abbreviated baseball season. And I think that's all that Major League Baseball cares about right now.
What happens when Bryce Harper, who gets, $300 million contract?
Pretty much, yes.
What happens when he gets it? Or what happens when Chris Bryant gets it? Then what?
Well, again, I mean, Mike Trout, who's arguably the best player in the MLB, right, he's talking about not even playing, and he doesn't even publicly, or at least he doesn't have it yet. I mean, he just wants to do it for precautionary reasons.
I don't blame him. But my point is, I know that we have a ferocious taste for sports, but at the same time, if you're a baseball fan, and as I said, I'm a baseball fan. I've been watching all those classic baseball shows on the MLB Network and on ESPN at 3 a.m. Believe me, I've been watching all that stuff. But at the same time, I don't think that we should have, because we're bored or we miss sports, that we should be putting these people who we admire in a, I believe, because you said it earlier, we don't know. We just don't know.
And a lot of people don't know. And I think this is honestly kind of a breath of fresh air, because everyone else I talk to is, how can these players not play or be worrying about playing when, you know, people are doing the essential jobs every day in and day out? And, you know, how can we expect these millionaires not to do their job? And it's a risk, but the major leagues know what they know as of right now, and what they know is, okay, we have something in plan for everything to go according to plan, and all we can do is wait right now.
How are you going to stop baseball players from spitting, Joe?
Apparently, it's just the unwritten rule. Not only that, I mean, pitchers are not allowed to lick their fingers anymore to throw a pitch.
Right.
They've got a wet rag in their pocket. They're not allowed to share towels and things like that. I mean, they're making all these kind of precautions.
Okay, riddle me this, Batman. I get a base hit, right?
Yes.
I'm on first base.
Congratulations, by the way.
Especially. I mean, the guy's throwing heat. But I swing late. There's a Texas leaguer to right field. But still, it's a hit. I'm on first base. Can the first baseman hold me at first? Or is that too close? And if he doesn't, do I just walk to second base and steal? What happens when? Well, what happens when?
So how big of a lead off now do I get?
I get a 20-foot lead because the guy can't hold me on.
Well, no. So the idea is everybody on the field is allowed to play because they do not test positive for coronavirus, and they're going to constantly be testing, constantly be taking these players' temperatures. I mean, that's why they have an expanded 60-man roster, and they're having a nearby facility where the additional players can go and play, just so that if somebody comes down, they have somebody to pull back up. I mean, that's the thing.
I get it, but take that into account. I get it. I just think there are so many what ifs here that we're not thinking of. We just want to get players on the thing. We want to hear a ball be hit, or we want to see a ball get pitched. And I think there's a lot of underlying factors here. I get what you're saying. I'm a purist, I guess. I guess I'm a traditionalist. I hate to see the game altered. I know it's not the game's been changed, and many games have been changed the rules. So that's not. But my point is, we seem to be jumping through a lot of hoops, and I really don't see the payoff matching all that we're going on, and we're still in a very, very uncertain pool. Even with all the protocols, we still don't know what's going to happen. And I think that's what's scary when I see the players pretending like maybe they really don't think anything can happen to them. But I don't think COVID says, oh, is that Anthony Rizzo? I'll jump over him.
Well, the unfortunate thing is we won't know these answers until the season starts or it ends or until it's in the middle and we have to, you know, put a hiatus on it once again. I mean, you're right. We don't know the answers, but I just feel like with all these other things opening and with other precautions being able to be taken, then that's when you can say, well, if we're able to do A and B, then we can lead to C, and C is the baseball season happening.
All right, well, we'll see.
So it's definitely optimistic. You're right. You're totally right. Yeah. Like I said earlier, I think everybody is just optimistically thinking that all this will happen again, but what else do we have right now?
Yeah, no, I get it. I'm just going to go out on a limb, write the date down. I don't think any sport is going to wind up playing a season. That's
not even professional bowling where they share each other's bowling balls.
Not even that, because the corona, I heard, lives inside the holes of the ball. Thanks for taking time on your holiday weekend, Joe. I really appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Have a great Sunday.
Okay, thanks a lot. Joe Brand of WGN Sports. Jim Toronto filling in here for Pete McMurray.